Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Gingrich gets a screen pass from the GOP pollsters and a chance to take it down the field. Another week, another front runner. Getting serious about the GOP field on this Wednesday, November 23rd. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's 6 a.m. in the East. Do you know where your front runners are?
In bed.
Good morning. The Republican hopefuls debate national security and foreign policy, and we discuss who looked most presidential. A curious rationale for allegedly fraudulent bank behavior. The regulators made me do it. Kind of outdoes the old dog ate my homework excuse, don't you think?
Probably.
And a 55-year-old story of a cosmic collision in Hollywood. Sir Laurence Olivier and Marilyn Monroe. Kaboom. Here's what you're talking about, those not-so-super committees.
This is Gary Evans from Stanwood, Washington. The failure of the big committee may, in fact, be a sign of President Obama's political astuteness. If you set up a committee composed of six Democrats and six Republicans who aren't talking to each other in the first place, what he has done has set the stage for a tremendous showdown come election time.
That listener, Gary Evans, wants a job with the Obama campaign.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us what you think by calling 8778-MY-TAKE. Let's check the morning's top headlines.
The Republican presidential candidates have some different ideas on how to handle illegal immigration. Eight GOP hopefuls met for a national security debate in Washington last night. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich took a position which is outside of traditional party doctrine.
If you've come here recently, you have no ties to this country, you ought to go home, period. If you've been here 25 years and you got three kids and two grandkids, you've been paying taxes and obeying the law, you belong to a local church, I don't think we're going to separate you from your family, uproot you forcefully, and kick you out.
Mitt Romney called Gingrich's plan amnesty, and Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann said it would legalize 11 million workers. A promise by Egypt's military rulers to speed up a presidential election is doing little to curb deadly protests in that country. Thousands of demonstrators continue to gather in Cairo's Tahrir Square after rejecting the military's plan for the election by the middle of next year. Parliamentary elections are set to begin Monday.
A spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban denies reports that we focused on yesterday that the group has agreed to a ceasefire while claiming responsibility for an attack this morning on a police station in Pakistan. Two officers were killed, four others wounded. Also out of Pakistan, the government has named former journalist and cabinet minister Sherry Raymond as its new ambassador to the United States. The previous ambassador resigned amid allegations he was involved in an effort to engage the U.S. to curb the army's powers in Pakistan. Major League Baseball players and owners have agreed on a new five-year contract. It's for the first time the deal includes blood testing for human growth hormone, which Commissioner Bud Selig calls a proud moment.
It meant a great deal to me personally and a great deal to our sport, and I'm proud of both parties' participation. They both recognize it and did it.
The Baseball League becomes the first major pro sports league in North America to adopt such testing.
If you're heading out of town this morning for the Thanksgiving holiday, you won't be alone on the roads. AAA estimates 42 million Americans will take to the highways and skies today. That's up 4% from last year, despite higher airfare and prices at the pump. And once you get where you're going, Thanksgiving will probably be a little more expensive. The American Farm Bureau Federation says a meal with turkey and all the trimmings is about 13% higher this year. The average meal costs $49.20.
Oh, man.
Average meal for 10.
I got that deal. Yeah, I needed that deal. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down, not for turkey, for Wall Street equities. The Dow gets underway at 11,493. The S&P opens at 1,188. The NASDAQ begins trading at 2216. Later on this hour,
I want to be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you.
Wouldn't you love to spend a week with Marilyn Monroe? Well, maybe not. Kenneth Branagh, who stars as Laurence Olivier opposite Michelle Williams in the new movie My Week with Marilyn, joins us. And also coming up this hour, were regulators complicit in what could have been fraudulent behavior on the behalf of banks? Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, may just have the answer. The regulators made me do it excuse. But first,
kind of like too nuclear to fail.
A recap of last night's Republican presidential debate on foreign policy and national security. We'll give you some excerpts and then go right to Todd Zwillick and Republican political strategist Ron Christie.